The Baudelaires had heard enough. The three children had spent enough time with the villain to know that once he began talking about himself, he continued until the cows came home, a phrase which here means until there was no more wine, and they tiptoed away from Madame Lulu's caravan and back toward Count Olaf's car, so they could talk without being overheard. In the dark of night, the long black automobile looked like an enormous hole, and the children felt as if they were about to fall into it, as they tried to decide what to do. "I guess we should leave," Klaus said uncertainly. "It's definitely not safe around here, but I don't know where we can go in the hinterlands. There's nothing for miles and miles but wilderness, and we could die of thirst, or be attacked by wild animals." Violet looked around quickly, as if something were about to attack them that very moment, but the only wild animal in view was the painted lion on the carnival sign. "Even if we found someone else out there," she said, "they'd probably think we were murderers and call the police. Also, Madame Lulu promised to answer all of Olaf's questions tomorrow morning." "You don't think Madame Lulu's crystal ball really works, do you?" Klaus asked. "I've never read any evidence that fortune-telling is real." "But Madame Lulu keeps telling Count Olaf where we are," Violet pointed out. "She must be getting her information from some place. If she can really find out the location of the Snicket file, or learn if one of our parents is alive..." Her voice trailed off, but she did not need to finish her sentence. All three Baudelaires knew that finding out if someone survived the fire was worth the risk of staying nearby.
"Sandover,"
Sunny said, which meant, "So we're staying." "We should at least stay the night," Klaus agreed. "But where can we hide? If we don't stay out of sight, someone is likely to recognize us."
"Carnies?"
Sunny asked. "The people in those caravans work for Madame Lulu," Klaus said. "Who knows if they'd help us or not?"
"I have an idea,"
Violet said, and walked over to the back of Count Olaf's car. With a creak, she opened the trunk again and leaned down inside.
"Mats,"
Sunny said, which meant, "I don't think that's such a good idea, Violet." "Sunny's right," Klaus said. "Olaf and his henchmen might come back any minute to unpack the trunk. We can't hide in there."
"We're not going to hide in there," Violet said. "We're not going to hide at all.
After all, Olaf and his troop never hide, and they manage not to be recognized. We're going to disguise ourselves."
"Gebrauha?"
Sunny asked. "Why wouldn't it work?" Violet replied. "Olaf wears these disguises, and he manages to fool everyone. If we fool Madame Lulu into thinking we're somebody else, we can stay around and find the answers to our questions." "It seems risky," Klaus said, "but I suppose it's just as risky as trying to hide someplace. Who should we pretend to be?" "Let's look through the disguises," Violet said, "and see if we get any ideas." "We'll have to feel through them," Klaus said. "It's too dark to look through anything." The Baudelaires stood in front of the open trunk and reached inside to begin their search. As I'm sure you know, whenever you are examining someone else's belongings, you are bound to learn many interesting things about the person of which you were not previously aware. You might examine some letters your sister received recently, for instance, and learn that she was planning on running away with an archduke. You might examine the suitcases of another passenger on a train you are taking, and learn that he has been secretly photographing you for the past 6 months. I recently looked in the refrigerator of one of my enemies, and learned she was a vegetarian, or at least pretending to be one, or had a vegetarian visiting her for a few days. And as the Baudelaire orphans examined some of the objects in Olaf's trunk, they learned a great deal of unpleasant things. Violet found part of a brass lamp she remembered from living with Uncle Monty, and learned that Olaf had stolen from her poor guardian in addition to murdering him. Klaus found a large shopping bag from the inn boutique, and learned that Esme's squalor was just as obsessed with fashionable clothing as she ever was. And Sunny found a pair of pantyhose covered in sawdust, and learned that Olaf had not washed his receptionist disguise since he had used it last.